I've just seen the proofs of Is Britain Great 3 and I'm really excited. We're actually publishing this one in association with the Caravan Gallery and it's looking really good. This is the third one that they've produced. The previous two ones have been really good sellers for us. The first one's already gone out of print, and there's only a few left of the second one, so we're really hoping this is going to go down well. To give you some background, the Caravan Gallery was created in 2000 by two photographers. One's called Chris Teasdale and the other's Jan Williams. And they wanted a way of taking art to the people, and they wanted to get people involved. And they also wanted to document the way that we live today, and they wanted to create a visual archive of contemporary everyday life. I think it's so successful because everyone can really easily relate to the images that they produce, and it's really, really funny. The photos seem to concentrate on the really grim. They take photos of areas that are in transition usually or in need of regeneration, and they often show spaces that sort of fall in between the urban and the suburban. But they really love these observations, and they actually see it as a sort of celebration of contemporary life. They don't really make moral judgments, and they're just not sneering at these people or the photos. It's just observations. When we take the book to book fairs, we always get people browsing this book. They can spend hours looking at it and laughing to themselves. So it's one that people really relate to. I think they used the caravan because it was a highly mobile venue where they could get people to come in and talk about the photos. A sort of, they call it a mini social club, really. And usually local people that do come in and laugh at the photos often give top tips to the photographers to say, go and look at this, you've not seen this, this is really good. And so they work on that and go and research that area and maybe take more photos. The photographers are also really interested in the stories behind them. So it's not only the aesthetic look of the photos, but it's how that's actually happened. And it opens the locals up to their own environment, and often they're inspired to take a camera out themselves to see what they can spot. So the caravan's gone to many venues. It's already been to Corner House a long, long time ago, but it's also been outside of Tate Britain, it's been in supermarket car parks, it's been to Paul Smith in Tokyo, it's even been to rural Belgium, and they've realised that it works wherever they take it because it's just so accessible. Going on about the book, it's really nicely priced at £15 and it's coming out just before Christmas, so it's a really good stocking filler. This one includes some essays, one by the artists themselves about how they're going to take it further, and one by Sarah Jane Parsons of the Blue Coat Gallery in Liverpool, and also Dan Thompson of the Empty Shop Network. They're really little interesting insights. We're also really excited because we're hoping that Jan and Chris are going to come to Corner House's art night on November the 24th. They're going to bring the caravan, and there'll be a chance then for people to just drop in and discuss the project. And also, they'll be signing books, so if you wanted a signed copy to give as a present, that's a brilliant opportunity for you. So watch this space. Confirmations will come through on our website and on Twitter once everything's confirmed.